Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Happy New Year. I'm still going with it, Matt. Happy New Year. We're still at the top of the year. It's still winter-ish. Will winter come back? I don't know. There was enough snow on the mountaintops this past weekend, so I'm still cool with it. Anyways, we've got this great series going on, What is New and Developing, right here in the Flathead, and I've got a lot of great guests talking from various angles, not just real estate development. We're talking about business development. We're talking about the business development of real estate. It's all kinds of cool things that we're going to be unpacking over the next couple of weekends. So for those of you who are diving in, maybe just a little bit late and you'd like to get caught up, kjjr.com is the magic website there. Go there and you can take a look at our past shows, the past seasons. You can even go back into last year if you want to. So anyways, I want to bring my great, exciting guest talking about a new media of communication with his real estate business. However, before I do that, let me thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nicky Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So I've got a heavy hitter, friends, a top producer, a powerhouse real estate agent. Many know him and many want to be like him. Austin Baumgarten with Hidden Homes Montana LLC, also with Keller Williams Realty Northwest Montana. Austin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
I'm honored that you're here.
Thanks for having me.
You're a busy guy. So, you know, throwing a lasso around your calendar and pulling you in here is a little tough for this guy. So, you know, Matt, can you slide into 20 now? Austin, nice. No, thanks for being here. Let's see, you've been, if I'm not mistaken, you've been in the business now for what, three, a little over 3 years? Right at it?
You know, just under three.
Okay, so we're looking at it. Okay, cool. Yep. And you're a solid producer, man. You've moved some houses. You've moved some people.
Yes, I have. It's been a very, very eventful year, specifically last year. And, you know, the year's going up after all this craziness happened.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? And if I know you well enough, I know that you are an inspiration. You're helping others. You're very generous. You're very compassionate towards the success in others as well. And I see that. So I want to thank you for that. And on behalf of the many other greats that I've had on this show who feel and believe the same way, thank you. Let's go there, though. Let's go with business. You've launched a brand, and it's very clever. In fact, I heard Toyota painted a truck based off of your brand's color.
Oh, you might see the Hidden Homes truck running around at some point.
But yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. Hidden Homes Montana actually kind of came to be from my beautiful wife, Carly Baumgarten.
Yeah.
You know, she came up with that idea.
So she's the genius.
You know, she really is the genius when it comes down to it.
Okay, and Matt, let's just stop. Let's get Carly on. Carly, can we get her on the phone? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead, Austin.
You know, and a lot of it just came to some of her roots, some of my roots in the Flathead Valley over many, many years. And it came to be just being able to try to, how would I put it? You know, Hidden Homes is basically, you know, finding those homes that are unique for different people.
Yeah, cool.
And that was where it came to. And the little bird, I don't know if you knew about what the meadowlark really is, which is obviously the state bird of Montana.
Yeah.
But that meadowlark comes from all the little hidden bird's nests that are on, you know, come to life on Flathead Lake when all the leaves fall in the fall time.
Sure, sure.
And I don't know if anyone else notices it, but that's like where it all kind of came from.
That is cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know what? If you're at home and you want to follow along, Hidden Homes Montana, get into Facebook and just search that, right? And you're going to see his logo. You're going to see his energy. You do a lot of videos and you do a really good job with those. And it's been fun to watch you grow and develop in that area. I'm glad you shared that with me because some of that was a little bit of a mystery to me. I was kind of guessing. And the meadowlark, that's cool. State bird. Mm-hmm. You know, Austin, you come from the restaurant industry and that's a passion that you and I both share those scars.
Mm-hmm.
And,
definitely.
And I love it, honestly, when I see those excel from restaurant into real estate. And it's not just limited to restaurant. It's any real service-based industry is actually great training grounds for the real estate professional because you now are still very much service-based. You're just maybe delivering something with a slightly larger price tag, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big thing that I realized in real estate when I got into it. Because that was a lot of it was new to me. Mm-hmm. But then once I was actually into transactions and kind of learned what it all was about, I was like, this is like the ultimate customer service experience,
yeah.
Which I've been trained for the past 21 years.
Yeah.
And so the beauty in that just came down to me being like every single time I saw someone do their final walkthrough of a home,
yeah.
Or just, you know, ask these questions of different people that are, you know, title reps and loan officers. They're basically vendors.
Yeah.
And so I'm like a bridge in between all those. And I'd been doing that for, like I said, 21 years.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. It's great training grounds. If you want to think about it metaphorically, in the restaurant, when you bring, you know, you take the order, it's kind of like shopping for the home, right? And then when you bring them the food, it's and then you check back within a minute, right? It's kind of like the inspection notice, you know?
Good one.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm just checking in on this. Make sure we're, you know, meeting your needs. So that's fantastic. And, you know, I know that you and I share many mutual friends. In fact, that's kind of how our circles got connected, through the restaurant industry. And then that, which led to real estate. And, you know, we could list off those names. And when we do, many people are going to recognize them because they're strong producers in this industry. And I think you just cracked that shell. It's like, yeah, this was the training ground. So, you know, that's fantastic. Austin, we've got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. However, when we get back, you are launching something new and exciting, which is why I said we got to bring him to the show. So you gonna hang on?
Oh yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, friends. Hidden Homes Montana with Austin Baumgarten. We're gonna talk about some exciting new development in his world. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flight at Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
Welcome back. It's the Flight at Home Show. With me in the studio this weekend is Austin Baumgarten of Hidden Homes Montana LLC with Keller Williams Realty Northwest Montana. My name is Justin Mecha. And you know what? If you haven't checked it out yet, you got to get on Facebook, look at, you know, do a little search, Hidden Homes Montana. What else? What's another platform, Austin, that we can find you and your brand and your excitement?
Definitely. I mean, you can go on my YouTube channel.
Yep.
You can go on my website, which is www.hiddenhomesmontana.com.
Hiddenhomesmontana.com. Easy.
Yep. Easy peasy. And then also just take a look at Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those fun social media sites.
It's super cool. You've brought in a level of character and color and energy to real estate that is hardly tapped into, you know? And I think a lot of it, let's just be real, a lot of it is because, you know, while many of us might be really good at negotiation, really good at writing contracts, and really good at finding items and connecting people, we may not be so good at being forward-facing or in front of a camera. In fact, I would probably speak for the majority of us, like as soon as we turn the camera on to, you know, selfie mode, we're like, oh, this is what I look like. I don't want to do this. And yet you're like fearless. You just get out there and you say, you know what, this is who I am, and I'm comfortable inside my skin, and I'm going to share this beautiful hidden home and this gem with the rest of the world. You've got a lot of video content out there, which I can imagine is serving you quite well.
Yes, it is. And that is a myth that I'm not nervous in front of the camera because I believe everyone is, and it's the truth. However, I just keep on practicing and practicing and put myself out there and realize that a lot of what people are looking for, too, is just who I am.
Yeah.
You know, the human experience with that digital aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of where I've listened to a lot of stuff about this and how it kind of works, but also it's just kind of be who you are.
Yeah. Right. That's it. People do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And you being out there forward facing in a digital manner allows you to be noticed probably rather early and giving them an opportunity to get on that journey of know, like, and trust a lot faster. Let's talk about some exciting new development in the hidden homes world. You've got a podcast coming up.
I do. And we're actually filming the first one tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So talk to me about that. Who's your guest? What kind of content can we expect? When is this thing going to be available for the public to view?
Awesome. Well, this gentleman is sitting right across from me. His name is Justin Mecha. He's going to be my first, interrogee, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit and talk a lot about what's happening in 2022.
Yeah.
And the basis of the podcast is going to be goals, mm-hmm. but it's also going to have to do with just the community.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, I mean, Flathead Valley is big,
yes,
you know,
it is.
When it comes down to it. There's actually four different quadrants is the way I look at it. So I always look at Kalispell, Whitefish, Columbia Falls, Big Fork, and there's a lot more in between
sure.
and outside.
Sure.
But
hey, don't forget us in Summers.
I won't forget you in Summers, I promise.
Okay.
Well, that's connected. We'll just go to the lakeside. All right.
Okay.
So anyway, a lot of those things, I mean, people have different professionals in
of
those
course.
Businesses.
Yeah.
So like in real, and I always look at real estate kind of affects everything.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're coming into town or you're moving town or you're coming into town and you need like, let's say a new doctor or you need a new massage therapist mm-hmm. or whatever it is, those business professionals are all integrated in your sphere of what you need when you move to the area.
That's right.
And so I want to kind of talk to those professionals about their business,
mm-hmm.
but I always find that people that have goals are successful.
Yeah.
And so I want to talk to those people about what their goals are moving forward so in the business professional world.
From the heart of one very successful business owner, business runner, to another is what I'm hearing. Like, hey.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are my great doctor. You are my great chiropractor. You are my great auto mechanic. And I want to sit down and chat with you mm-hmm. because you're here making our valley a little bit better, brighter, and greater. And that's my goal as well. So let's do that together. That's a great, I mean, do you have a name for this?
You know, we're just going to call it the Hidden Homes Montana podcast for right now.
Yeah.
But we're throwing around other terms.
Okay, cool. I like that. Well, you know what? Creativity is always on the table and, you know, ebbs and flows. So do you have an idea of how frequent this is going to be? I know in the world of podcasts, you have a lot of liberty.
We have a lot of liberty. We're going to shoot for in the beginning. It's going to be once a month.
Mm-hmm.
The first one's going to launch probably the first week of February.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. We'll probably do a little bit of promotion around it. However, you know, it could get bigger. We don't know. I mean, if more people want to join, that's great, but it's going to be a minimum once a month.
Let's go back 3 years and you got your real estate license. And I know when you passed that test and you got it from the Board of Realty Regulation, you probably looked at your wife and said, we did it, babe, we did it. And there was a level of excitement. Go there right now. And then now look at where you are today. Did you ever imagine this? Did you ever see this?
Absolutely not. There was a lot of fear that had to be overcome, and a
yeah.
lot of faith when
yeah.
it came down to it as well. That this was going to work, and I was gonna die trying.
Yeah,
wasn't what it came down to. So, the expectations have been exceeded.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. My family feels it. My friends feel it. Everything around it. So,
yeah,
thank you. It's been a wild journey.
That's awesome. And it's been an honor to watch that from my perspective. However, the reason I asked that question, Austin, quite honestly, is you might be making that first big step again. So mm-hmm. that 3 years from now, 4 years, you said we're going to start once a month and we'll see where that goes and we'll see where that grows. And that's exciting. And I'm glad that you are leaving the door open for greater opportunity because it's wide open and you've actually just unlocked it, you know? So those big, big, awesome things are coming to you in this valley, to us through you. And you know what? We're all affected and blessed by that. So thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
HiddenHomesMontana.com, right? HiddenHomesMontana.com.
Yep.
Check it out. Take a look at his cute little meadowlarks swinging by and flying through. And you know what? It's kind of honest because I've seen a few of your listings. In fact, I've even written offers on a few of your listings.
No, don't go there.
And I didn't win. However, he's right. They're kind of hidden gems. It's pretty sweet. Hey, Austin, thank you for hanging out with us this weekend on the Flathead Home Show. Check them out, HiddenHomesMontana.com. Once again, Flathead, be safe, be well. Have a great time out there. Enjoy this beautiful winter. And of course, as always,
welcome home.